Southeast Radio.
Southeast Radio Sports.
Yes, welcome back to the Sunday Evening Sports Hour. Well, a fifth for Eamon Boland. Let's go and talk about rallying and John Dyer.
Yes, indeed, Liam. A fifth win indeed, and the margin of the win is rather emphatic. 3 minutes and 2 seconds after the 16 stages, so if anybody's anyway quick on the calculations, it's a matter of 10 seconds a stage at least, better than anyone else. Talking to him afterwards, and we'll hear some of the interview now in a short while, he's determined to make it a sixth in a row, what nobody else has ever done. Ger Buckley and Stephen Murphy have both done five in a row, and he's wanting to do a sixth in a row. And bearing in mind that both Stephen Murphy and Eamon Boland have been navigated by members of the Morrissey clan, the co-driver's end of winning the Wexford Rally has been dominated by one family. A very good run from Steve Hendy from Dorset in second place. Pete Doughty's withdrawal on Friday obviously helped him, Steve, in his quest to get second place, but it was a very good drive, and also a very commendable drive from Bob Fowden in a Group N car in amongst all the big boys. He's finished third. And Bob has been coming over from Wales for the last, since Pat fell off the roof, I suppose, must be 20 years or more, and is continually up in the top three, four, and he's also had a couple of second place finishes. But two of the best performances the whole weekend were the fourth place of Tim Ball in the Darien T90, a two-wheel drive car, and all the rest of the cars around him were all four-wheel drives. It's a tiny little car, nearly they could fit him underneath any of the others, and it went like the clappers, the dry weather suited it. John Price, the evergreen John Price, who has been coming over ever since the Wexford Rally started, finished fifth in the Metro 6R4, and a very good Wexford finish for David James, finishing sixth, only 45 odd seconds behind John Price. And the son of a legendary Wexford winner, Aaron McHale, the son of Austin, finished seventh in the Mitsubishi Lancer. It's been a fantastic weekend rallying. The weather stayed perfect. It's been typical Wexford September weather in some cases, in the fact that it's nearly been hotter than the summer. Okay, they've had a few rallies where they've got drowned, but it's held off well. And Tim Ball will tell you, or you'll hear Tim Ball talking about later in the interviews, the weather suited him down to the ground. But the first person you'll hear is Eamon Boland.
Eamon, five in a row, six next year?
Yeah, hopefully we'll do our best to come back next year and see how it goes.
I think you were heard to say earlier on that Stephen Murphy, if he was to try to challenge you, the best person to be staying is helicopter.
Yeah, I know, I never said that.
put it this way, you had a hell of an advantage going into today. You kept it together. The car has run despite the little hairy moments on Friday where you actually had to get a time belt sent over for it. It must be one of the most pleasing of the wins so far, is it?
Oh yeah, the car went perfect. You know, I never missed a beat really from when they got started out on Friday, so everything went perfect.
And Damien, you've only just barely made it back from the honeymoon to do all this. Was it worth planning the honeymoon to make sure you were back for it?
Oh, just about, like, my father has five wins here, so I have five now. Next year it'll be six. But we won by 3 minutes today, but that doesn't reflect, like, because the stages were tricky, and it was difficult enough just to get around without being fast on all the stages.
And some of the stages here were very fast stages as well. Suit the car?
Yeah, well, any of the stages will suit the Subaru, but there were definitely two stages but were definitely flat out in sixth gear for maybe a mile or more. That's not good for the engines.
So, put it this way, we're having to look after the engine as well on top of everything, Eamon.
Yeah, you know, you can't really look after it. You know, you just, I suppose, you go to the rev limiter and that's it. But, you know, but it is tough on them when you have big, long straights and revving away.
There's one straight in particular I was looking at, was coming down into the right, left, actually coming in Ballinclay, where you were coming downhill there, flat out the whole time. That must have been quite a tricky corner to take, where you were coming into it so fast.
And even, you know, really when you're up in sixth gear, you know, you just have to be careful and just make sure you brake good and early and get around them.
Well, thanks a lot anyway. Congratulations, and we'll let you enjoy the celebrations.
See you later on.
Bob Fowden, you must be delighted with the third place today, and you can really say after a performance like that is congratulations.
Yeah, we're very happy with this. It's a good result. We won Group N by about 2 minutes, and we finished third overall, which is quite a good place overall. The car went well. Stages were very fine stages. No delays at all. Excellent rally, I must say.
And as you pointed out, the car is a Group N. You were up among the big boys, and it didn't seem to bother you.
No, it just that with a car, I guess you've got to drive it a bit harder than a Group A car to get the same result. That's the only thing. The Group N's, they're a bit heavier. They haven't got the power. They're about 40 horsepower down. And as I say, they've only got the standard brakes. So you've got to be a little bit careful. But the result today was good. It proves that we drove it very, very well, you know.
Would it ever make you feel that you've been coming over for years between Rovers and all sorts of cars, that if you had a WRC, that you give, that you could be up on the winner's podium?
Oh, most definitely. We finished second overall 1 year with this. And the man who won it that year, unfortunately, he's dead now, is Frank Ma. Unfortunately, he was killed sometime last year, you know. But we had a great battle with him in 1986, believe it or not, in the Rover. And I think we finished twice second since then and third since then, and as a third today. But, if we had the right car, we'd probably... if we had a World Rally car, we'd have probably won today. But don't tell him, indeed.
That's John Dyer there talking to Bob Fowden, who was second today. Well done to him and Bowling win.